Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to BTW, and we're going to drop some PvP knowledge on all you suckers.
What's up, everybody? Welcome into another episode of BTW Beginner to Winner PvP Podcast. My name is Brad, aka WildcatDad17.
I'm Matthew Breaker, aka Matthew Breaker.
My name is Jacob, aka Dino.
And today is Monday, September 19th, and we are down a amigo tonight, but we're going to get you through. I apologize right up front if I cough into the mic and give you terrible audio. I will try my best not to do that. But
we appreciate you being here, though.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say.
A little under the weather. Maybe you came home with something more than I bargained for from vacation.
Yeah, that was very unfortunate. But I feel like nowadays it's kind of like hard to whenever you go on vacation if you're bound to get something.
But we got a lightweight show. Is that a nice way of putting it? We have next to zero news on all fronts.
What is it, like third week? This is worse actually this week.
No, this is like, you guys had Test Your Mantle last week.
Yeah, we had something. Like, we had
if that didn't drop in the middle of the show, we would have been
kind of like this week, right?
I was sitting there telling Dini, I was like, if you go stretch the last week's show to at least 2 hours, I'm not coming back, and you're just going to have to talk forever and anyways.
And I just went,
oh no, I don't know if I could do that. I'm like, you'll figure out a way. And then here it is, 3 hours. Look at this.
Yeah, look at that. I know, I can barely talk right now.
Well, you're going to have to talk more tonight, too.
I know.
I have an excuse to be able to talk.
Yeah.
But other than that, like I said, lightweight show. Before we get in there, Dino, how was your week?
Week was good. GBL could have been better. Enjoying the event. Surprisingly, I thought it would be a little bit less. Sponsor not that bad. Have been jogging a lot, so I've been catching a lot, so it's been pretty good. Nothing crazy though.
Anything run on you during a jog, did you?
I was trying to not mention that. Okay, but yes, I was in my jog today, literally like 3 hours ago, and of course, it's funny because, like, Wildcat, I think maybe Wildcat said this many times, like, you barely do your little 15-minute incense every day. And that's true, I really don't. But I started doing it. And all of a sudden, like, I see a freaking big-ass bird on the map. And I'm like, no way. I literally had to, like, click it, like, so fast. But it was, like, a 2300 CP Galarian Zapdos. And I was freaking out. I felt like I was a little kid again. And it ran away after the first ball. So
it's still exciting, though.
It really was. I took a picture of it and everything. So
exactly.
Yeah.
What about you, Matthew? How was your week?
My week was good. Like Dino, I really am enjoying the Tester Metal event. I think the spawns are awesome. It gives me a reason to go out and grind. I'm just disappointed that we don't have the XL candy trades active for this seasonal bonus, because that would have been really helpful this season.
A lot of people were mentioning that, which would have been awesome, especially for the spawns that are up right now, for Ferrothorn, Galarian, Stunfisk and stuff. So, very unfortunate.
Wildcat, how about you?
My week, 2 weeks, has been pretty good. Like I said, a little under the weather now, but I'll live, luckily. I'm doing better than my wife, I'll put it that way, unfortunately. She's got to hit a little harder. I just have a cough, so it could be worse. Vacation was flipping amazing. Highly recommend the Disney Wish to anyone wanting to go. Also, listening to Matthew scramble to figure out Disney princesses. Oh, God, that made my drive home.
That was so embarrassing for
this
me.
This is why you go so first.
I had so much shit.
Oh, trust me, I was giving you just as much crap. I just was driving and couldn't text it to you at the time. And I figured, why not better give them crap live in person?
Oh,
for sure. Not even knowing the basics of Disney princesses.
It's the souvenir you brought back for me, right?
Yeah. But other than that, the Test Your Metal event I think is really awesome. I am so far behind on GBL this season comparatively, but I did actually, before I got on the ship, manage to get my ELO.
Nice.
What'd you get? Okay. Yeah.
So got my ELO before I got on the ship. I'll talk about that later.
Okay.
And played all of like one set of the Psychic Cup. The entire Psychic Cup. I played one set.
It was, you didn't miss out, to be honest.
Yeah. Says the guy that I heard was climbing up to the leaderboard ranks during
it. And then Ultra came around with XL freaking Pokemon, so I got wrecked. That's all I gotta say.
But other than that, like I said, pretty good event. How did you guys like the Rock and Roller Community Day? Did you guys actually get out and play?
No, I played for like 35 minutes, maybe 45 minutes.
Same.
It was so bad.
Yeah, I played because I got the ticket gifted to me. Thanks again, Dino. Oh,
I was like, who's that?
So that was like, okay, I have to get out and at least finish that, right?
That's what ticket. I did. Yeah. That's what I did. I'm like, oh shoot, I still got a ticket because E110, thank you for the gift. I was about to leave and I'm like, oh wait, I didn't finish it yet. So I'm like, all right, let me just finish this and then I'll leave afterwards. So I just finished that. Weirdly enough, I got a good amount of shinies for the little bit of time that I was there.
I think that the rate, at least it seemed for this one, was pretty good.
Yeah, I was getting a decent amount of shinies as well. I think I got 8 or 9. I played about an hour and a half, once again because E110 got me a ticket. And Sunday morning I woke up feeling great, and then I was out playing and the cough started, and then I came back after community today and I'm like, I'm gonna shove a Q-tip up my nose, and unfortunately.
No. Yeah. Damn.
So that's how my community day ended. So this one will go down in infamy. But we got an exciting community day announcement we'll talk about later in the in-game news. Other than that, Dino, you did not a duo, but a trio on Thursday. How did that go with Evan and Kyle?
That was a little bit like pushed on me. I think I was doing coaching session. Evan stopped by, and then I had already originally was going to do a duo with Evan. Of course, Kyle comes in and goes like, yo, I'm free Thursday too, and let me jump on. I'm like, Evan's like, hell yeah. And I'm like, freak, I guess I'm doing a trio stream now. So that was a lot of fun. Definitely learned a lot from what they were running, because apparently Evan is doing like a, what is that? I think, Wildcat, you know?
He's doing a Nuzlocke.
Yeah, I'm like, what is that? And then I'm like looking at what he's doing, I'm like, I can't, like, this guy has a lot of XL Pokemon that are insane that I would never assume to have in Ultra League. But it was fun overall. I don't think I gained much ELO. I think we just did, like, it was mainly just to play together, talk and stuff like that. So we didn't really play that many sets. So it was just fun overall.
I watched exactly 0 seconds of it.
That's okay. You cannot watch the VOD.
I watched a lot of it. I had a lot of fun watching it.
I will say, we got rained out at Disney that night because we were supposed to go back out into Magic Kingdom, and it came the awfulest thunderstorm to where we're just like, you know what? We're going to order Domino's, sit in the room, and watch a movie instead.
That sounds very relaxing.
It was very a good way to end after putting in Monday 9 a.m. to Thursday 52 kilometers.
Jesus.
And for a guy that doesn't walk a lot normally,
that's like a lot,
my
right?
feet were hurting.
I heard that you didn't really have a good choice of shoes that you wanted, like that you had on.
I should have started breaking my shoes in earlier because I had new shoes that I
new
they
shoes.
They're great shoes, but I didn't break them in enough. Yeah, I thought I broke him in enough, and yeah, that was a lot.
I can already imagine, because even when I just like go to work with new shoes, I already have like it hurting me. Walking that much, I would just die. I'd probably be bleeding.
And it was hot.
Oh yeah, welcome to Florida.
Yeah. Well, it's even worse. Disney's even worse because Disney's all concrete.
Yeah.
So it's typically Disney's 15 degrees warmer than the rest of Orlando.
Probably, I believe it.
Yeah. So it was rough. But, you know, first 2 days crowds were down. I didn't care. It was all good. Other than that, Matthew, did I see a Getting Good video come out this morning? Did we lie to the people?
We did lie to the people, but not intentionally. There's a very good reason for it. So I promise it was well worth it.
Okay, I believe it. We'll see.
Okay, I didn't hear a reason, though.
Okay, the reason was so because Wildcat is gone, I'm having a couple other people peer review it. I wasn't quite feeling good about this episode like I usually have the previous ones. So when I got like some feedback back from it, people were saying like, you know, oh, hey, all the information is there and stuff. And for me, it was really just the order in which information is delivered that was the tricky part, because this episode coming up that's going to be released Tuesday morning, so listeners hearing this podcast, it would have already been released, but charge moves are extraordinarily complex to break down, so I had to revise a couple times to get it the way that I wanted. So I apologize for the delay, but I promise that the episode is finally where I wanted it to be, and that's going to be released this week.
So what I heard is you just can't get this done without me.
That's very true. Yep.
We don't want to hear that. We don't want to boost his confidence over here.
AKA, you're never letting Wildcat go on vacation again. Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
See, that benefits everyone.
Yeah.
Talk so much anymore.
Going to go on vacation now, Dino. Enjoy hosting the rest of the show. Yep. we also had Baltimore Regionals this weekend. Did you guys watch?
Yes.
Yes, for the most part I did. And pretty insane. That's all I got to say.
Oh, do you remember the number one most popular Pokemon last cycle?
It's hard to say. You know, it definitely wasn't there at all this time, right?
Did not see us. To be honest, wait, I saw like one ice Pokemon the entire time.
Was it just... Wait, well, I mean, I think A9 was the most common one, yeah, but right?
I don't count that as an ice. That's a charmer. Okay. I'm talking about a real ice
that's
Pokemon.
Fair. Like just like a power, like, you know.
Power Snower.
Yeah. Which one was that? Which one did
I see
you see?
None.
Oh, you didn't see any?
None. The entire I guess, weekend.
Yeah, dude. It's completely gone. And it's funny because I was talking to Evan about it, and he thinks that it doesn't really make that much of a difference of a 5 like energy I guess
it makes a difference, but it's still usable.
I think it's still usable.
It caused Altaria to run rampant. Altaria was nearly unbeatable.
Altaria was like in almost every team, and surprisingly, the person who won did not use it, but he did use a flyer.
Yep, knocked out.
And I saw that. I immediately thought of you. I was like, Dino's smiling right now.
I love it.
I noticed that. So I noticed Registeel was not as popular either. G-Fisk, however, was all over the place this time.
Yeah.
Which I pointed out heading into last year's Worlds, that it had a huge place in the meta if you would just actually use it. And it was on the World Championship team. So I think people kind of looked back and said, with the Zap Cannon debuff, the premier steel type really is G-Fisk because it's just so spammy.
Yeah, for
and it's
sure.
Still bulky. It's not as bulky as Registeel, of course, but it's still bulky enough.
No, for sure. And it was just insane. Like, just the battles that this weekend was insane to watch, and a lot of great close matchups for sure.
But the one thing I didn't see a lot of was the crazy catches. Remember last cycle was all about the last minute insane catches, only win con things happening, and there was very little of that actually. Yeah, it was a lot of great play, yeah, but no like split second things happening to swing a match.
There was one battle that was like going literally back and forth, but that was just like one battle that I saw. I don't remember who it was, but it was like they did a catch, the other person did a catch, the other then back to another catch. But like besides that match, there wasn't really that many crazy catches, like you were saying. But a lot of great plays, a lot of good team comps on a lot of players. That was insane.
Great team comps and high level smart plays is how I would describe this regional, which is great. So House of Stark ended up winning this one. His team, A9, Noctowl, Trevenant, Obstagoon, G-Fisk, and Shadow Swampert. An extremely meta team with a little spiciness thrown in there with Noctowl, but honestly, Noctowl did a lot of work for him.
Yeah, because I was going to say, I mean, looking at his team, and I mean, besides A9, a Scrafty looks pretty good against his team, looking at it. But somehow, I'm pretty sure, I don't know if he faced a Scrafty going up to, you know, the final, but it does seem like a Scrafty would have definitely been a challenge for him.
What's even more impressive, Stark did not drop a single round. He went undefeated for the tournament. Like he lost matches in a round, right, but he won out consistently. There was no resetting the bracket, as we say.
Right. Like, even in the final, right?
Yep. As much crap as we've given Doombug in the past for some of his decisions and the way he's acted, he played amazingly. He was on stream a lot. He had great plays. And kudos on him for coming back and redeeming himself in my eyes. Because none of the stuff that really pissed people off last time, he did this time. When he lost graciously. When he won, he shook his opponent's hands.
I have to say, just watching him, I thought it was a masterclass in energy management.
Oh, no, for sure. He's a great player.
And he was second, which does mean he has an invite to Worlds. So maybe he doesn't show up at other ones, but he may be chasing that free plane ticket as well. We'll see what happens there.
So got second?
No, he got third.
No. Third. Yeah. He got third. That's right. He almost. He was up. Yeah. I forgot. He was up 2-0 and
it he got faced, away. I know House Stark faced his teammate from Ghost Stadium, I believe. LLKM. I don't know.
QRM.
I think his name I don't remember his name.
I believe it is. At least that's how I would say it looking at it. Matthew, do you have a correction for us?
I know I said it on stream, but I completely forgot, so I apologize if we're just mispronouncing that.
But yeah, so all of them played really well. I'm excited for my regional, which will be most likely in Orlando. Let's not repeat this trip to Orlando for me.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I will say, I feel like the Orlando one is going to be an extremely popular one that a lot of people are going to be going to.
Yeah, so Dino, we had another regional in Spain. Why don't you tell us about that one?
Yeah, so that one I only knew because I know somebody from there because he's in one of our local chats, but he's all the way in Spain. His name is Vanny, I believe. This is in Bilbao, Spain. And I believe I don't want to say Bassix is the guy that won. And he was, it looks like to be a Tapu Fini was on his team, which was insane. So Tapu Fini, Lickitung, Trevenant, Altaria, which we talked about, Toxicroak, Registeel. So that's a very interesting team, to be honest.
Yeah, Lickitung still is just as good as it ever was. When are we going to nerf that thing?
Can we get a Lickitung I think it's just too bulky. What? The only thing you can nerf is what? Body Slam Spam?
Just take Body Slam away from it.
Just remove it.
It only gets Hyper Beam and Power Whip heading forward. Go.
Oh man. That was gone for sure out of the meta. Gosh. But
totally not jealous because I still don't have one.
Oh no, for sure. That's me too, because I have a crappy rank Lickitung.
A rank 6 rank Lickitung. I just don't have the XLs for it yet.
Yeah, that's gonna take a while because when's the next time we're gonna get like a event for like Lickitung for you to get XL candy?
Lickitung Community Day. Let's go. November.
That's freaking hilarious. I hope so. I mean, I'll take it. But then everyone's gonna have it.
Yeah, exactly. Right now, one of the problems with Lickitung is accessibility.
Right.
I will say, remember how I was using Best Buddy Boost to have my Bastion unfinished?
Right. Oh, you did?
I'm not anymore.
You finished it because it's of
fully
Disney.
Finished because I walked my ass off last week. I walked the rest of the candies for it and totally didn't convert one XL candy because I was tired of walking it and wanted to at least get some credit for Licky Tongue as well.
Oh, for sure. That would have done the same thing. I'm like, I'm not going to walk another one.
Yeah, I got it to where the last candy came in. I'm like, I'm one candy away. I have 10 rare candy XL. Let's just dump one. Let's use one. That's what they're for.
Heck yeah.
Sylph section, it is super short. I'm not going to bother playing the music again this week. Factions, we're going to talk about Team BTW Part Dux first in the open tier here. Why are you guys so mean?
Dude, I saw that. And I, like, who was it? I think it was Matthew. It's like, oh, nice Photoshop.
Yeah.
Yeah, they won against Exit Alez. So I'm going to call them 20-1.
That's kind of rude.
Yeah, and then Team BTW this week, we did things. Most of our team won. 14-6 total team win. What happened, Dino? How many beers did you have before you battled?
Probably like 5. I'll say this much.
And as we've heard on screen, Dino's a little bit of a lightweight.
I am, actually.
Lyles was still giving you crap the next morning.
Oh, no, for sure. I mean, like, I already knew. Like, I was like, I should have postponed my match, to be honest with you. So I'm glad that the team picked up the slack on my end, so.
Yeah,
I wrote that in the notes as a joke. I didn't realize that.
No. I played it when I had a couple of drinks, so that's all I gotta say.
At like midnight. Yeah. After having a bunch of drinks.
Basically. It was
Yeah.
It was bad.
Lyles was threatening to kick Dino out. Like, it was bad.
No, he did. I mean, on my defense, there was a moment where like I questioned some plays, but you know, we won't go into that, so.
But we ended up winning. I will say there was a really interesting article that hit the or was supposed to be an article but didn't get published, and then someone published it pretty much.
Oh, I think I saw that.
Kind of calling out our team, saying that we had the best free agent pickup, assuming talking about Buckeye Fitzy or Dax.
Yeah.
But also pretty much calling Lyles overrated. And
I didn't really get that far.
Yeah, something somebody shouldn't do is trash talk Lyles right before he battles. Lyles was out for blood in his match and just smacked around his opponent.
Yeah, I saw that. So, I was like, it was a very interesting
thank you,
article.
Thank you for for putting that out there, y'all. Piss Lyles off more. We need that. But yeah, so we won 14-6. We are 2-0 in the copper tier. There was one other, well, there's two other little turny things here in the Discord. October 1st, we will be having our Battle for the Belt Royal Rumble. Astro missed a perfect opportunity, y'all. And I was going to give him crap tonight about it, but I'll give it to him on the show and he can figure it out and listen to it. When the Royal Rumble actually happens, a new opponent is announced every 60 seconds. There's a countdown timer. Every 60 seconds, there's the music plays and they come out. He could have done that throughout the show every 60 seconds and actually got them out one at a time versus screwing around and having to give out all 10 at a time for per tier. I'm like, come on, you missed a golden opportunity, Astro. You know better.
I feel like that would have been too much to handle for him to like time it and then put it every 60 seconds. I feel like he would have been
football on one screen, podcast on another.
I'm just hearing excuses is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, we had to work with what we had to work with what we had. We didn't have you know, like sacrifices had to be made.
Speaking of Dino and the great offense.
Wait, what?
It was actually hilarious.
Uh-oh. I'm like, I wasn't the only one trying.
You were just the only one that succeeded at actually doing it half decent.
I know. I was like, when I heard it, because Hoosier told me, he's like, hey, this moment was golden. And I'm like, what moment are you talking about? And I go back, and I'm like, oh, shoot, I forgot about that.
You got it good.
Yeah.
But that's starting October 1st. I think registration may be up already. I'm not certain. But hop into that. Going to be a really fun tournament. I'm also mad that Semi Seer did not make the cut. Astro had one job, and he has failed me.
It's funny, because if you were here, it would have been there.
Oh, it would have been there whether he wanted it there or not.
That's what I'm saying. Because
I would have interrupted him to announce it. But with Sylph announcing, for some reason, they're not going to be ready in October, we are announcing a new thing for our Discord. So for our Patreons in our Discord, we're going to have our own season. And it's going to come with its own rankings system. Those that are in the Discord have already seen it. We are calling this the BTW cycle. So these are going to be monthly-ish tournaments. The first one starting October 7th. And what is one word that describes Seagull?
Oh my gosh. Chaos. You know, that's all he says.
Yeah. So our first cup is the Chaos Cup.
Of course.
Open Great League. That's it. No bans. That includes no mega bans.
So people actually are able to finally use megas in a tournament, which is insane.
Oh, and you can TM between rounds.
This sounds like a good time.
So if you are wanting to join that tournament, you do need to be a member of our Discord through, you know, Patreon, Twitch, whatever the case may be. But the sign-up links will be out there. All you have to do is send Seagull your team before the start date. So I'm excited for this. I'm debating between how mimmy I want to be versus how much I actually want to try. Because I don't think I have anything that's going mega below 1,500.
I was going to say, I saw some people have megas below, and I'm like, I guess this is where mega candies, having them would have been good, but I just mega enough so I can evolve it once and then just do it once a week. So that's it.
Yeah, I see Khaleesi has a rank 1 mega Venusaur.
I don't know how people have this. That's all I want to say. Like, how is that even... like, oh yeah, this is a great idea. I'm just going to save this specifically for a Mega Rank 1 Great League. I don't know. I wouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah. Hey. Oh, and Mosh Pit has a Rank 17 Mega Ampharos.
I think I saw a Beedrill there too somewhere where yep. I was just like...
Mosh Pit also has a Mega Beedrill.
Someone also rank mentioned that
18.
Megas aren't great in Great League.
They're not, but good God, can you think about the damage coming out there?
I don't want to think about it. That's why I'm like, they're bad. Just
here you go.
Some practice with against the Beedrill.
Great League Rank 4 Mega Alakazam. Can you imagine what that counter will do to a Pokemon?
Can you imagine one anything against it?
But it's going to dish out some damage before it goes in three
hits. It will. That's scary. That actually does sound scary.
Yeah. So I'm excited for this. I will definitely be participating. Anything else to say about Sylph, y'all?
Nope.
Okay, well, let's hop over to the in-game news. Speaking of not having much to say, it's the in-game news. You guys like Test Your Metal. We agree it's a great event.
Yeah, yes. For sure. I love it. Like, it's just a great opportunity to get a bunch of XL candies for things you don't have. I mean, you don't have like guarantee. I guess you have that guarantee. What is it? A great throw, right? With a great throw?
It's not guaranteed, but it's highly probable.
So, I mean, like... I guess it's a good way for them to make you practice that. I don't know, but
I was getting, I think it's a good way to, to punish us Go Plus users.
I've actually, yeah, like I don't know if you guys have ever seen that, but there's a couple times where you catch a Pokemon. I don't know if you've gotten it yet, but you can get, like, I think I got lucky with one of the G-Fisk or something where I got 4 XL candies or 5. Mm-hmm. You got 7.
I had a Mega with an excellent throw and got 7 XL candies.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm like, that was okay. I'll take it. Like, that was amazing. So, like, imagine just keep doing that. Like, it's not, and it's good Pokemon. So,
okay, Dino, you made a promise on last week's show. I don't even know if you remember it.
I don't.
I will accept every single Shield on raid.
Yes, I have a bone to pick with you.
I can't find any. Like, every time I look, I don't see any.
I sent you,
oh, at you did?
Least 3.
When? Did you tag me?
No, I sent them to you. You
know? It doesn't pop up. I don't know, or else I would have done it. Like, sure. I literally was asking around, and no, I legit was like, is this even a thing? And like, somebody else mentioned, like, has anyone seen any Shield on? And I'm like, okay, am I the only one that doesn't see it? Like, I would gladly accept any. Like, just tag me, because sometimes it doesn't even pop up.
I had one today, but I was out of remote passes, and as we'll talk about on a future Chaddock, I'm a little salty right now with that, so I wasn't buying more remote passes.
Yeah, actually, I was thinking about that too, but I'm like, Shield on, it's worth it. I don't feel like walking too much anymore, so.
My thing is, I love that $2.99 box. I had the 3 remote passes, a 20 Pokeballs, and an incubator. That was a great box.
The good old days.
It was a penny less than you would have paid for 3 remote passes, and you get 2 extra items. Hey, that's a good box.
Hey, yeah, I mean,
you're giving me 2 things for free that I wouldn't have got otherwise.
This is true, but that's not the case anymore, right? So,
yeah, we're not going to talk about that tonight, because Wildcat's voice can't handle that. But in good news, and the least shocking announcement ever, we have our October community day for Saturday, October 15th from 2 to 5. How do you guys feeling about the 2 to 5?
Honestly, I forgot about that in the previous one, and I was ready to go at 11, and I'm like, why isn't there no spawns? And then I'm like, what the heck? And I forgot. Like, I just completely, like, you know.
I like the 2 to 5 a lot.
You like it?
Yeah. Honestly? Just like with you, though, like, I guess I was conditioned for the 11 o'clock spot, because when I got up, I was like, oh, you know, I'm feeling anxious because I'm like, oh, it's about to be time. And then 11 o'clock came around. I'm like, wait, what am I doing? I have at least 3 more hours.
Honestly,
I loved it for a day that was also hosting a regional.
Maybe that's why they did it. Or maybe, do you think that's what they're going to do from now on?
So if you go back way, way, way back in your time machine, it used to be during the fall, it was always 2 to 5. And in the summer, it was 11 to 2. So they're just going back to their old ways.
I don't know.
Which actually kind of sucks for our friends down under in the Southern Hemisphere, in Australia, et cetera, et cetera. Because 2 to 5 coming in like November-ish will be dark already for them by like 4:30, 5 o'clock.
This is true.
So it's really awesome for us in the Northern Hemisphere, but really sucky for the Southern Hemisphere, which I do think Niantic kind of forgets about a lot of times.
So, yeah. It's kind of, I mean,
but
yeah, that's right.
How do you feel about the Pokemon?
Litwick. It's, I think it was expected. I feel like everybody knew it was coming, right? And
it's a new shiny. It's something that's not been shiny released already.
It is a new shiny. I don't know how I feel about the move, though. I don't know if it's going to make it a difference, though. Like, it's
the move is going to be Poltergeist, 140 damage, unknown energy cost. So the question becomes, Dino, for you to say this move is going to be worth it, what does the energy cost need to be?
The thing is, I was trying to compare it. I'm assuming this thing is going to be ghost. Is Poltergeist a ghost move, right?
It is a ghost move.
So, because it has Shadow Ball already, so you kind of have to make it like, either if you make it like around the Fire Blast, you know, Blizzard, which is 140 damage as well, and that's between 75 to 80, energy cost. I feel like you have to make it with like a debuff or a buff. So I don't know what it, how it is in the main series, which I don't know. Maybe you can put some thought into that. Because like
it's I have not no going to have any special status conditions with it.
Okay, so then I don't know if it's just going to be like around the same as Blizzard or Fire Blast. I still would go Shadow Ball. That's me.
If it was 70,
I think with well, I mean, it does have Incinerate, right? So possibly, I think as a nuke move, I feel
at
people will
70,
use
it. It becomes 2 damage per energy versus 1.83 on Shadow Ball.
Yeah, so
if it was 70 for 140, that's a full 2 damage per energy. That's a pretty good move.
Yeah, because it takes 3 incinerates to a Shadow Ball, so this thing would be pretty annoying. Once,
I mean, it's only going to get one off because it's the classiest Pokemon in existence.
This is true. It does get wrecked pretty fast, but I don't know. I still don't think it's going to make a difference. Maybe it's going to be better in raids.
It will actually become the best ghost type attacker that's a non-mega.
So that's two community days that are going to be really good for raids now.
This has potential in Master League Premier Classic.
Mm. I can see that.
What Pokemon runs wild? What are the two most common Pokemon in Master League Premier Classic? 3, actually.
3. Well, Metagross?
Yep.
And there's
it's going to destroy that.
Bunch of fairies. Well, at least 2 fairies in the top 10.
Yep.
Magnezone is also
Excadrill. Magnezone.
Yeah, Excadrill for sure.
This thing will be deadly in that cup. It was
Mamoswine
was it?
Yeah, Mamoswine was pretty relevant
Mamoswine.
Too.
Mamoswine. Outside of okay. Gyarados, there's no real Gyarados and maybe Garchomp, but Garchomp it doesn't resist the ghost moves.
Yeah, I don't think. Yeah, the only it has moves to hit every single Pokemon, either being a the flame charge I think that it has is running, or a ghost move which nothing besides Snorlax resists.
Yeah, like so, I said, this thing is actually, like, people sleep on it, but Master League Premier Classic's coming back. Unfortunately, I think it's gone before this community day.
Yeah.
It has potential in that format specifically.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, I'm not gonna, yeah, I think it has potential. Like, I mean, we've talked about other community days, which we say that it has potential, it has, like, some niche play. So I think this Pokemon has some room in different metas.
But if it's anything more than 70 energy, it's a trash move, stick to Shadow Ball.
Yeah, most likely.
If it is a Fire Blast clone for 80 energy, it's absolutely hot garbage.
Yeah, probably no one's going to use it except for maybe raids.
Also, there is the $1 special research. I like this. Trick of Light. Trick of the Light. Oh, thank you for the names. Trick of the Light. I love it. It makes my heart happy.
Oh, God.
Event bonuses. 3 times catch XP. I'm less than 1,000,000 XP from the next level.
Nice.
I may actually get there eventually.
eventually.
2x XL candy chance. 2x catch candy. 3 hour lower modules and incense. 1 extra special trade and 50% less stardust for trading. From 5 to 10 p.m. local, Lampet will appear in 4-star raids, in person only, and then you get the whole 300 meter. 5 to 10 p.m. This is what's weird to me. How would you feel if instead of them doing the post-community day raiding, they'll 11 to 2 be the raids, 2 to 5 be the actual community day?
If they switch their, like, earlier?
The raids show up earlier, and then the actual community days after.
I feel like I still wouldn't do it, personally, but...
But do you think maybe. More people would be willing to do it?
Probably.
Like, if because I can get it... Because 2 to 5 is hard for me to play during. 5 to 10 is impossible.
Oh, for sure. I think, yeah, I think
I would get out and do it.
Yeah, I think if they do it before, I think it's better.
Matthew, what do you think? I want your opinion here.
I think they're having to compromise between times. I understand why they're doing the later times, but if I'm not mistaken, though, even when they went 11 to 2, they didn't have a... Did they have a five-hour block? Did it go to 7 p.m.?
It went till 7 p.m. after.
Okay. I personally don't participate in the raids, so it's not going to matter to me, but I'm currently lucky enough to at least have weekends off from work to be able to play.
If it was from 11 to 2, would you be more apt to do one or two of them before Community Day, though?
Maybe. It depends if I'm going to be out or not. I think for families, having like that flexibility as an option is always good. I think flexibility is always going to be the best option for community days like this.
Yeah, I just wonder, it makes more sense to me, but I know what makes sense to me isn't always what they're thinking. So yeah, it's just an interesting thought I had. Oh, the other thing that's coming up at the end of this month, and we have zero info for, but, you know, with the way things have been communicated lately, we'll get info, what, 25 minutes before it goes live?
Yeah, I keep checking Pokemon Go Live to make sure they're not going to drop it on us.
Fashion Week runs from September 27th to October 3rd. Okay, put on your tinfoil hats. What's the new Pokemon release going to be? And I'll tell you the right answer.
So it has to be from the new gen, right? So
doesn't have to be from the new gen, just has to be a Pokemon that's not released yet.
I don't know, I feel like it's gonna be a ghost, but could it be
not for Fashion Week? Nope.
Oh, for Fashion Week?
Fashion Week.
I don't know, I'm like blanking out on this.
Okay, what Pokemon was released last year during Fashion Week?
Wasn't that like dog?
Furfro?
Yeah, Furfro, right?
Okay. And what's its big gimmick?
Different hairstyles, right?
Okay.
Yeah, hairstyles. What other Pokemon has tons of forms and has not been released yet?
I mean, it can't be Arceus, right? So.
Nope.
Different forms.
And I mean, it has technically, I think, thousands of forms, or hundreds at least. Let me see the total number.
Because I was gonna say, like, I mean, this is where not playing the new generations doesn't.
I know,
like, it doesn't help.
I'm in the same boat as you, man. Like,
I'm like, he has like more forms than Furfrou. Like, that's insane. Because I thought that had a lot.
I did see like leaks of like, I think they were like cloaks or something. It looked like where they had like.
I feel like
12 different colored versions of it.
Wildcat.
Yep, that's where I'm going with.
Am I in the right trip? Okay. But I don't know the Pokemon associated with it.
It's Pokemon number 666 in the Pokedex.
Satan? What?
Satan. Who?
Vivaloon.
What does it look like?
In the main series game, its big gimmick is it has a ton of different forms that are actually based on the real-world region of the cartridge you're playing. So, for example, if you were playing a North American cartridge of the game, you had a different Vivaloon than someone playing in Europe, in Germany, for example. And in the newest APK mine, they just so happened found Vivaloon medals. Does this not sound like a Fashion Week deal?
Not excited, but it's kind of cool. But so, I can see it happening, yeah. I think you're right on that.
And it's I actually had this call before the medals came out. This was already what I was going to say. I just hadn't had a chance to.
Have you checked out its speculative moveset?
No, what is it?
Bug Bite, Gust, and Struggle Bug. For quick moves, and then for the charge moves, Aerial Ace, Bug Buzz, Energy Ball, and Hurricane.
I don't know. That I feel 4X like that
weakness to rock is tough steel.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't like it. Probably like a Sylph.
Okay, it's 20 forms. I was wrong on the number of forms. I thought there was more than that, but there's 20 separate forms.
Still a lot.
For Vivillon. So
still a lot, though.
I think this has to be the Pokemon. Like, it just fits too well with what they like to do on Fashion Week. I'm putting it on the tinfoil hat here. That's what we're getting. Spotlight Hours. Mincino coming up on the 27th with 2x transfer candy. And then the raids. It's coming back, y'all. It's coming back. Yveltal is coming back.
Shiny, but
before we
right?
get to Yveltal, we have to get through Celestia and what the crap's this other thing? The Kartana one. Kartana. Kartana, die!
Yeah.
have you guys actually had a chance to raid Celesteela?
Yeah.
No.
Dino? Nope. I thought Fish was hooking you up the other night.
No, I fell asleep.
Oh my gosh.
You were actively talking to us!
No, I literally was falling asleep as I was writing.
Oh my god.
Thank you,
guy.
Both Fish and Lily Bear. They each got me one, nice. So I have one for you, Dino, if you need it.
Oh, nice.
I promise I won't accidentally transfer it like I have other things in the past.
Oh, no, you're not going to do none of that.
Rip my Komodos.
We're not talking about transferring stuff right now.
But yeah, Yveltal's coming back. We're going to get the shiny release of it. Do I know what shiny Yveltal looks like? Let's look this up.
It looks like uncooked bacon.
Yeah, dude, I saw that. I was like, low-key looks kind of cool, but at the same time, like, yo, bacon.
Oh my god, it really is bacon. Oh my god, it's Bacon Bird.
Bacon Bird.
I will be rating hard for that, number one, just because I need a decent one. I don't have one at all right now.
I mean, I like the white. I'm not gonna lie, I like the white. So
I typically like white, blue, black, and purple shinies. Oh, by the way, Matthew, you remember that that Deoxys you helped me remote into?
Yeah.
It was a Hundo.
Oh, nice.
I got a Castaway Key Hundo Deoxys.
Oh, that's what? Awesome.
That's my cool. second Hundo Deoxys.
Oh, for real?
My first ever Deoxys defense form was a Hundo, and now I have a 100 Hundo Deoxys, I think that's speed form, I believe.
Hey, at least not the same one.
I also got my second Hundo Clamperl in Florida.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, I mean, if you would have gotten that shiny, that would have been so dope.
I have a Shundo Clamperl. It's my only Shundo.
Oh. Lucky you.
That thing will never be evolved. That purple clam. Oh, I love it so much.
Don't transfer it.
It is favorited, right?
It is favorited.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Very immediately. Much so. All of my Hundos are favorited. That's the first thing that happens to a Hundo is it gets a star.
Nice.
And then
nice.
It gets tagged as the Hundo Club. anything else in the news as we're setting a world Ooh. Speed records for the quickest show?
Unfortunately, no. Nothing else
okay,
in the news.
Okay, then let's do some hand fighting and slap hands here.
Fight!
So we are currently in Ultra League and Weather Cup. How is it going, Matthew? Have you actually had a chance to battle in between producing a video?
Yeah, I did Weather Cup for a bit, and I'm sorry everybody that gave me a shot and ran the team I suggested on the pod last, because it was hot garbage.
Yes, it was.
So PV Poke made it sound really good, and I had faith going in, and it just could not work for me. So
Barry.
Do not run Samurai.
And remind everyone Swampert, what it was so they don't run it.
And Obama Snow.
You know what was real fun? Before I get to Dino, I started out in Weather Cup, and I was running Triple Water, Swampert Shadow, Samurott, Poliwrath.
Didn't Kyle Throws run Triple Water on stream, Dino?
I think he did.
He?
But not like he used it, some of them that resist or is neutral against grass.
Yeah. I beat 3 different Obama Snows.
Were they running Razor Leaf or Powder Snow?
Powder Snow.
Everyone's running Razor Leaf Obama Snow now. Until
they are
dipped out. Yeah, now they are.
I haven't been back in there since that first day when I beat 3 different Obama Snows. I literally haven't touched it since Sticky Valves and his Ludicolo.
It scarred you.
It scarred me. I literally was 2 mud shots away from beating him still.
Which is insane. That's pretty good still. It's insane. I mean, that's still pretty good for 3 waters. I mean, I wasn't a fan, and honestly, everyone was just running a lot of Razor Leaf, so I was just like, I'm out.
So, Dino, how's your ELO check going here? Because I know you were in Weather Cup most of the weekend, weren't you?
I was, until I dropped like about 300 points, so...
Say that again into the microphone?
300
he's having,
points.
He's having voice issues right now.
I know, like, I'm losing my voice, guys.
Yeah.
But so like Psychic Cup was pretty good for me, and then obviously I'm here thinking like Weather Cup wouldn't be that bad, and it wasn't at first, and then I started losing a lot of ELO in it. I dropped, and I'm not the only one. I had people that were in 2600 that were like up there with me, and they also dropped a lot running Weather Pokemon, or running teams in Weather Cup. So I dropped down from like 2450 to like 2150, and I think I'm back up to like 2300. So being back in open Ultra League, because I couldn't do it anymore. I'm like, okay, I tried it out, I'm not gonna do it anymore. There's just, you just need an XL Pokemon for that cup more than you do open Ultra League.
I just did my battles in that one as just kind of a gimmicky, I'll check out the Triple Water team knowing it was not going to be very good. And then said, okay, peace out. Let's not do that again.
I don't know if this is your OG team, but I went back to, after you talked about your team and how it's working, I went back to my OG team. And after you had told me like that you was going pretty well, I went back to it and I got a 5-0 last night. And then I'm like, all right, bet. I'm going to stay with it, consistent with it. And then good thing is that we still have another week after Thursday. So I did get a 5-0 and then have had positive sets the whole time, even though it's just 3-2s, potential 4-1s I could have gotten. But overall, like, I know that's how it got me back to the 2300. So,
yes, I'm down just shy of 2300 now. I had a rough day today because I kept coughing through my battles and missing shields and things when I was supposed to be throwing them. Don't battle while coughing, y'all. It's not a smart decision. But I designed a new team for Ultra League I actually designed it on Thursday night. Ran it Thursday, Friday, just to kind of see how it was. I was started Open Ultra at 2060 is how far I'd fell down. As of last night, I was at 2330. And today I'm like 2470 or 2270, something like that.
Oh, you didn't lose too much.
Didn't lose too much. It was a bunch of 2-3s. It should have been, literally half of those should have been 3-2s that I just screwed up because I was not able to focus enough on playing.
Right.
Talonflame, Sylveon, Obstagoon, but with the Obstruct Gunk Shot moveset. I cannot tell you how fun it is for them to switch in a fairy when they have no shields. Or they switch in Virizion with no shields and I have 1.
Virizion has been a thing now. So
Virizion is absolutely the team I've seen a lot of actually. Greedent, Virizion, Cobalion. I've seen that team quite a few times actually.
Pidgeot and then the two in the back, the two fighters in the back as well.
But yeah, that gunk shot just, oh, they think they have an easy win. Here, have a trash can thrown at your face. Oh no, you lost.
I'm sure it still feels good, and I'm sure people have shielded obstruct on, like, again, when you use it, and that probably feels amazing.
Yeah,
for them to
the
shield.
The most annoying matchup possible, though, is Jellicent. Hex Jellicent. That is a guaranteed timeout. And Hex, you're literally, once they bring in a Hex Jellicent, you're playing for a timeout.
So you have against to play the game. Yeah,
because that neither one of them are doing crap to each other. That thing is bulky. Right. And then by the third or fourth obstruct, you are, you know, completely bulked out to where they can't touch you, and their bubble beams aren't doing anything. And it's a just god awful matchup.
I was trying to think about your team for a second, and I was wondering, how have you faced any Tapu Fini leads?
One.
That probably is tough, right?
It's tough. I think that time I ended up winning. I stayed in, just went straight to the Brave Bird, threw it, and let them knock me out, and then charmed it down.
Yeah, that makes sense, because I was going to say, with two Pokemon that are pretty weak against it, you know,
yeah,
it makes the most sense to do.
I could technically switch into Obstagoon against it, because I have Gunk Shot, but that
they have to
becomes
get to,
somewhat too predictable.
Yeah, they're like, okay, why they go to Obstagoon? Then they'll, like, probably know that you have Gunk Shot, and
yeah,
it just goes downhill.
So, yeah, I like the team overall. We'll see how it continues to work. Like I said, it's the meta's shifting a little bit as we go. But I like it overall. Next week, starting on September 22nd, when Dino streams. Any guess this week, Dino?
Nope, not as of right now. Maybe be a surprise. I don't know.
Okay. 22nd through the 29th, we're going to continue with Open Ultra. And we're going to bring back Dino's favorite cup, Ultra League Premier Classic. Are you still excited, Dino?
Hell yeah. Well, the reason why, I mean, it's basically the team that I'm using now in open with XL Pokemon is the same team I can use for here. So I save Dust, and I mean, some of the meta did change since last time, I don't even remember when was the last time we had Premier Classic Ultra.
I think it was two, three seasons ago.
Yeah, which is insane. That's a long time ago. Mm-hmm. Matthew, do you have any idea if you're going to try this? Or
I actually stopped looking to save Ultra Premier Classics because they hadn't brought it back. And I thought that the trajectory of where they were going was just going to be open. So I'm going to stick with Open Ultra. That's like my wheelhouse right there.
Right. I feel like there's a lot of play with some of these Pokemon. The funny thing is, like, the Kingdra that I'm using now, it's not XL, and it was the previous rank one before XL. So I still have the rank one Premier Classic Ultra League one. So nice. I'm pretty happy, pretty stoked about it. So yeah, I mean, I don't know if Wildcat's probably going to think to do Premier Classic or if he's going to be open.
Yeah, so looking at the list here for Premier Classic, I have a Trevenant that I had built for Premier Classic. Number one, Nidoqueen, Shadow Swampert, Shadow Nidoqueen, Swampert, Shadow Dragonite, Komo-O-O, Sneasler. Interesting pick there. Sirfetch'd, Luxray, Shadow at number 11. Steelix, Gallade, and then Walrein and Snorlax to close out the top 15. Both shadows. I'm staying in open. I have too many open. I've invested too much dust in open mons now to justify going into Premier Classic.
You know what's funny, though? That the Pokemon that we were just talking about earlier that kind of fell out of the meta in regionals beats the top 8. Or has a really good chance of beating the top 8. With Walrein beating really pretty good against all top 8 right there.
Yeah, it actually does have a lot of play. And I have a Walrein, so I could come again. Walrein, Trevenant, Swampert maybe. Or Walrein. Ooh, Walrein, Trevenant, Sirfetch'd.
We're convincing you over here. it sounds like it'll be fun. Like, it's honestly, like, it's more play with a lot of Pokemon that you maybe wanted to try and open Ultra, but it didn't work out, that can have more play here.
And you know what's not here?
What is that?
Talonflame.
This is true. So Talonflame, maybe we see more Charizards. It is in number 27.
It is possible. I'm just looking at number 11 there. Luxray.
It just blows my mind that it's there. Shadow.
Luxray. Shadow Luxray. Like, and when you stop and look, it has a lot of good wins. It beats Charizard, Walrein, Obstagoon. It beats Escavalier.
And Escav has Drill Run.
Beats Gallade. I have a Gallade built. I have a Sirfetch'd built. Sneasler just looks interesting to me because I want to use it. And this is a way to actually use, you know, one that was caught or actually hatched legitimately. But it also has a lot of bad losses. A lot of bad losses. Like Nidoqueen, Trevenant, yeah. Dragonite.
I think this is going to be fun. It's not bad. It's not going to be like super like constrained or anything like that. So I feel like it's still a lot of play with a lot of different Pokemons here. Even like Pokemon like number 42, you have Gyarados. 44, I actually plan to, and I'm not recommending this for anybody at all. So I actually plan to run. I have two Ash teams I could run because I did see the new. I know that Wildcat doesn't watch the, I guess, Japanese version of the, what is that called? The series, the
anime?
New one?
Oh, the anime? Pokemon Masters or yeah, yeah, Pokemon yeah. Journeys?
Yeah, yeah. So I'm not going to say Master anything.
Journeys.
So it just made me want to use his Pokemon again and try it out. And it, I mean, as we saw, Dragonite is in top 10, so I definitely want to use Dragonite, Gengar, and Lucario to make it work somehow, or something related with his, or maybe Sirfetch'd even. So,
one thing that I find weird, I feel like PvPoke has overly punished the Charmers. You guys were talking about this last week, that all the Charmers in Ultra League are way down the list.
Yep.
When they still have a lot of really good wins, like, you know, looking at Sylveon, Sirfetch'd, Machamp, Gallade, Poliwrath, and Obstagoon, its loss is Swampert. It can flip that matchup with a shield. Escavalier, it can once again flip that matchup with a shield. Walrein, that matchup is strictly IV dependent. Shadow Snorlax, it's iffy, but if you're willing to invest a shield, you win that matchup. Trevenant, invest one shield, you win that matchup.
Yeah, it beats a good amount of the Pokemon.
Like, so Sylveon with a shield is actually really dangerous in this meta. And I do have the rank 2 and the rank 1. I don't have the rank 1 built because the rank 2 was shiny. And there's not that much difference in the two. Looking for some other ones. You got Gyarados, Lapras in there again. Venusaur all the way down at number 55, which is kind of weird when you look at the top and see Swampert, Nidoqueen, Steelix. Like, these are things that Venusaur can play pretty well against.
Yeah, it has play against, I mean, literally has play against everything because it can hit neutral, if anything, with some of these Pokemon.
Yeah, because Dragonite's not going to live a Sludge Bomb.
Nope. I mean, it shouldn't, or it's going to get, like, really, really low. So it has play.
I may jump into Premier Classic a little bit. I will actually be streaming on Saturday with Inhofe. Will be joining me on stream Saturday night. So I'll have to come up.
Awesome.
She is known for running some crazy teams and never running the same team twice. So I have to bring my A game to keep up with her. So I have to figure out what I'm going to run. And Premier Classic may be the place to run something fun.
There you go. For sure. That sounds like it's going to be a good time.
Yeah. Anything else to add, Matthew, before we jump into questions and have the world's shortest show?
Let's do it.
Cool. Well, let's head over to questions.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
As always, if you want us to answer your questions, there's a few different ways you can get them into the show. You can always go to the You Want Answers section in our Discord. You can tweet us on Twitter. You can email us. Or, more efficiently, you can go to our amazing website and go to the question section there and just send us a question through the website that'll come to our emails anyways. So we will hop in, and three Floyds ask a question, and I feel like I'm being... This is aimed at me or something here.
Oh, 100%.
Which is more degenerate? Basti, Shadow Vitcor, or Double Charm? Dina.
Easy. Basti and Victorville.
No, it's not. You know it's not either. It is Double Charm is 100%. Well,
okay,
more.
The reason why it would be Double Charm is only because Double Charm could be a thing in all the leagues. And that's the only reason. But it is super annoying to see. But I don't mind it because I still beat it. So, Matthew, what do you think?
I think Double Charm.
Yeah, it's definitely Double Charm. Even though, once again, I will say this once, I've said 1,000 times. Run what you're going to run. Don't let anyone push you out of running a team because they think it's toxic. I know what I run is toxic. Hey. Who was it running Shadow Vic on stream all weekend and making it pretty deep into the tournament with Shadow Vic?
Onion Frank, I think.
Yeah. Old Onion. Old Frank.
Yeah.
Made it into the top 8 using Shadow Vic and actually bringing it in a lot of matches.
It should that was very fun watching the comments being said on the stream. I was just like laughing the whole time.
Shadow Vic, Basti, Charm, these Pokemon, they get a bad rap in my opinion because they are more than just tap Pokemon. You have to still know how to time their moves. You still have to know how to throw the right move at the right time. So don't be so hard on those players. That's all I'm saying. Up next, Greninja Muffin. What movie would be the best if all but one character would be replaced by Muppets and or Sesame Street characters? Who would you choose to stay as a human / not a Muppet? Matthew.
I want the Matrix movies to be Muppet movies you have to leave Keanu Reeves as human.
Wow, I really like that. Actually, I don't even know if I ever watched the Muppets. Now that I'm thinking about it, I know Sesame Street, but
Muppets.
Yeah, never watched that. It never really
caught
my
eye. You've
never
watched Kermit or Miss Piggy? Come on, man.
No, that looks creepy to me. Oh, even though I did watch Sesame Street a little bit. I don't know. What try and think. I really like Matthew's Matrix thing. I didn't even think about that.
Which Matrix would you pick?
I don't know. I think I really like the first one.
I think the second one would just be more funny, the comical with all the Muppets, all the Anderson or all the Agent Smith clones.
Yeah, I think yeah. Actually, that would make more sense. Yeah, that one actually sounds pretty good. I'm gonna jump on the bandwagon right there.
What's another I can't talk.
Keanu Reeves
movie about, you know, stealing a dog and things.
Not stealing a dog, revenge for the dog.
For the dog.
The John Wick.
John Wick with
my goodness. This is all about
just
Keanu.
Headshot. Hey, of course, Keanu has to stay in that as well.
That would be funny.
Yeah, it would be good.
So any Keanu Reeves movies.
He has to stay.
The other one that I was leaning was Mission Impossible.
That would be good too.
And you got to leave Cruise in place there. I would like both of those. Come on, Disney, make that happen. You own the world, right? You four and the Sesame Street gang are in a fight. Every man for themselves. Who do you think is winning? No alliances / teaming.
And this is where the pod disintegrates.
I'm going to say I don't fight children's characters. So I lose? Is that the nice way of handling this question?
I'm assuming one of us is supposed to win.
You four and the Sesame Street gang are in a fight. So it's just us four and the entire Sesame Street gang.
There's more of them than us. They win, right?
I don't know.
It's
I feel
just
like
a battle royale at this point, right?
Yeah.
But only one winner, right? So
I feel like Elmo would just scrap.
I feel like Bert would win. He's just like, I don't know. He has like this thing where I feel like he's just cheap, like cheap fighter. Just like stab everybody.
No, it's Oscar, y'all.
Oscar.
He's already a grouch. He's gonna throw that trash can at you.
That was my second option.
Yes, we know Sesame Street, y'all. Don't question our Sesame Street knowledge here. Abacadabby, just use that wand and magic you away.
Oh god.
So Greninja Muffin sent us a picture of the pose out of the Test Your Metal announcement and said, do you think we'll ever be able to get this for ourselves? Kind of looks like the Steven pose from Season 2 Legend, but it's not. I missed that in the announcement because I looked at the announcement on my phone, but seriously, where's the pose? What the crap?
It kind of does look like
pose in the announcement and not actually mention it?
Maybe they will. I don't know.
But have you done any Mega Aggron raids yet?
They're like two.
I've done one, and good God, that thing is beefy.
Yeah. Compared to what the actual other one like is, like it's not the same.
It takes forever. But I did finish the research to get enough candy to finish it. But, you know.
Yeah, no.
God, that thing took forever.
Definitely don't want to do it again.
I need to do at least one more to have enough candy to do it a few times to get up to Mega 2. Because I at least have to do it to Mega 2.
That's true.
I will have like four more Mega 3s by the end of this week.
That would,
if I remember to do them.
That would help if there was like a Shield On event, right? Like where like he... Oh god,
Steelix,
now I have to do this
help.
Thing.
But isn't Steelix ground? So,
but it's steel.
Oh, right. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Okay.
But yes, Aggron would help. Up next, Hoosier Dada 13. Each of you list your last three Pokemon that you've favorited. Pokemon must be unique from each other's and or different families. If not, then list the next one until complete. The order of them is how you'd approach a PvP. Okay. Then order them and how you'd approach a PvP match. If you evolve one, what moves? Then debate on who would win the match with all of you in the teams. Good God, Hoosier, could you make this more complicated?
I know, right? Now you got to look up the three last ones you favorite. And that's going to be fun.
Okay. I'll start. Oh, wait, no, I'll let Dino start, actually.
I have to look. Gosh. The last three that I favorite is... What is this thing? Togedemaru, Paris, which he says that you have to evolve it, right? So, Parasect? Parasect and Dedenne. Obviously, we obviously go with the standard moves. I'm trying to see. Do this real quick. Matthew, I don't know if he has his three already, but he looks like he's ready.
I got my three.
Oh, shit, he's ready?
Yep.
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no. Mine are Togedemaru, Gigalith, and Scizor.
Perfect. I'm glad you said Gigalith, because I can pass that one up now. That's why I let you go first.
I hate you.
Kartana?
Oh.
By the way, you guys were killing me last week with the Cortana and Dino not picking up. That's Halo.
I did say Halo.
He watched the entire Sizzy.
He did pick it up. He was the one that mentioned that it reminds him of Halo.
Not out of the gate. He's like, oh, I think that reminds me of the Halo thing.
He had that in the tuck. He was having to, you know, add time onto the episode.
Of course.
He was resting his voice.
Buzzwool. And nose pass, which is Probo pass. Good God, I'm weak to fighting.
Yeah,
I think I have to run that in an ADB line with Buzzwole lead, Probo pass, and Kartana.
Yeah, no, my team is just gonna get wrecked. So I have Parasect, Dedenne, and Togedemaru.
Matthew had it.
But I said it first, gosh.
Oh, you did? So Matthew can't have it. Matthew next.
Woo! Eevee would be next. So I guess.
Win. Sure. I don't know how, but sure. I don't know. What are we basing that on?
I have Buzzwool and you guys have like 8 seals.
I was like, what? How do you... Was it Buzzwool was within your last ones?
I did a trade with Scott Steck over the weekend for a second great league Buzzwool and immediately started.
Of course. Of course he did. It's cheating. All right. Yeah, sure. I would get wrecked.
Yeah. Buzzwool for the win. Okay. What's an animal / thing that you have not made a... Let me read this and try to figure out what he's actually trying to say with his Indiana education. What's an animal or thing they have not made a Pokemon after, have not designed a Pokemon after that you would like to see? Dino?
What is an animal? I mean, like, I feel like people that play a main series game would know this a lot quicker.
Oh, it's an easy answer. Easy answer.
I feel like, I can't really give an answer because I have no idea.
There needs to be a dolphin Pokemon.
I don't know why I was going to say, there definitely isn't a dolphin Pokemon. Yeah, Matthew, can you think of anything else? I mean, I feel like I would be easier if I knew all the Pokemon.
The one that I was just trying to think of all the, like, cat-like Pokemon, but there's not one that's like a saber-tooth tiger, is there?
Raikou would like to have a discussion with you, Matthew.
Does Raikou have like the super long
sort of
teeth though?
They're not super long, but they're longer.
Yeah, saber-tooth tiger's got like huge.
I mean, you can definitely tell that Raikou's based on a saber-tooth. Like it's
I can see it.
Is it?
Yeah. Like, pull it up and look at it. You can see Sabretooth there. Definitely a Sabretooth there.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I mean, there's other animals, but I think...
What did you guys do without me last week, being right all the time?
Definitely didn't miss that.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll say that much.
Okay.
So a dolphin. Yep, dolphin. Yeah. Ooh.
Dolphin. I don't... How do we not have a dolphin Pokemon yet? We have a freaking ice cream cone, and we don't have a dolphin.
They hate dolphins. I don't know. I can't. I don't know.
That's if only we were going to get a dolphin Pokemon in Gen 9.
Maybe.
Maybe. I don't know.
Who knows?
I will say, I missed last week. Did you guys watch the new trailer yet?
There's another one?
Did you see Amarouge and the other one?
Probably not. The names don't sound familiar.
Hold on. Let me go look this thing up and send these to you. Dino, you are going to get a little overly excited on the podcast.
Oh, God. I'm scared.
Here's Amarouge. Go ahead and take a peek at that. And Cerulege.
Whoa. Is this an evolved form of something?
The expectation is that they're version exclusive evolved from the same Pokemon.
Holy crap. They actually have cool Pokemon. Oh, why does this remind me of Bisharp?
It does, doesn't it?
Sir?
Good God, Cerulege looks amazing.
Fire Psychic? Fire Ghost? Oh my goodness.
Fire Ghost? Yep. And this Fire Psychic.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I'm assuming Matthew's not clicking on the link, so I think he's trying to avoid actual news even.
Actually, I was looking at them. They look really cool.
They look so amazing. They look really cool. I watched the trailer and I'm like, oh, I need to talk about this, but I'm not on the show this week. Oh no. And this gave me a perfect time to talk about it.
I haven't seen that.
They look so good. Dino, are you getting a switch in the games?
Yeah, I kind of have to now. I have to. It's mandatory now.
Yeah.
There's no way.
They're so amazing. And then, not as amazing, where's this other thing that they came out with that you're going to laugh at? Cloth. Here you go. Here's Cloth.
Wait,
this
what?
Was the other thing. Cloth.
Cloth.
Cloth. Cloth. I'm going to go with Cloth.
I don't know. That just sounds weird to me. And yep.
And it looks just as weird.
What is this? Oh my God! This is like a crappy version of Krabby.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't like it. Like, how do you go from that to that? Like,
I don't know. It's so bad.
Oh my goodness. Nope.
And it's one of the boss Pokemon in the game.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
Oh my God. They're just killing me here.
You got such amazing designs and then followed up by that and you're like, what the crap happened here? Cloth is what happens when someone is late for work and forgot to do the design before the morning meeting.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
That's Cloth. Moving on, since we're filling time here, Frostbinny, why have a community day any month from September to January on a Sunday afternoon? I think this is Frostbinny's complaining about football, is my guess here.
Probably. What is your guys' take on that? Because I don't watch football.
I watch college football. I prefer it being on Sunday as over Saturday.
Interesting. I don't think Matthew watches.
The 11 to 2 time slot would be better for everyone.
So you
because
prefer
most
11
games start
to 2.
Noon. And later. Or one, and later. For the professionals.
Yeah. I agree.
But yeah, Frostbinny, I agree. But then again, I don't have Red Zone this year. I miss NFL Red Zone. It's real super sad. Now I actually have to like watch a game with commercials. And that just sucks. Who watches commercials anymore?
I don't know. Who does?
Oh, it looks like Shadow Prime got drunk again.
Oh, God.
Here we go. Shadow Prime 34 over from our friends over at Roundtable Chaddock. Once again, if you guys haven't given them a listen, go listen to your mom's favorite podcast. It's really funny. What Pokemon do you think you could take in a fight? Matthew, who could you beat up?
Mewtwo. Easy claps. Next.
And Matthew's dead.
Very, very confident over there. Definitely won't get wrecked. I think I was going to go with Metapod because I'm like, there's no way I can fight any Pokemon, but oh yeah, Mewtwo sounds very weak, right? Gosh.
Totally.
It's all a state of mind, Dino.
I guess the state of mind where Mewtwo literally explodes your brain. Congratulations, sir.
I'm like, I pick Metapod, so I'll just kick it.
Magikarp.
I was going to go Magikarp, but I'm like, all right, that just seems too sad. At least Metapod can harden and at least hurt me in a way.
But Magikarp can splash you.
Oh my god, water, oh no.
But your hair. It's
that's why Dino didn't choose Magikarp. He was scared of it.
Exactly, see?
It was super effective.
Part B here. Create a new Pokemon. Make it a regional or completely new Pokemon. Give it two fast moves, two decent charge moves. Make it a decent GBL contender. Dino, go.
I kind of want to make it like a Wolverine type of Pokemon. Make it regional or okay. No, yeah, I think we'll make it a new Pokemon. I want it to be, let's see, I'm trying to think, probably grass and fighting fast moves. I definitely want to give it Shadow Claw. And the other one, Faint Attack, just because you always have to have a crappy one. Two decent charge moves. I'll give it probably Seed Bomb. And we'll give it Superpower. Who wants to go next?
Matthew can.
I don't like you.
It's like,
here's the thing. He sets me up so that like he has more time to think, and then I say my thing, and then he just goes shits on it, and then like goes and says his thing.
I know, but that's his plan every time.
So Dino, maybe you could help me out with this, because I've been trying to figure out the typing, but I wanted a regional variant of Lapras. So I'm thinking if you stick with sort of like the turtle-esque feature, it's like a Loch Ness monster,
right?
Turtle.
Yeah.
I know that like turtles also have to do with like the beach, like,
yeah, when,
so I'm thinking like would sand be considered like ground or rock?
Oh, thank you for mentioning beach, Matthew. Who the hell do you think you are saying Michigan has a beach?
Oh. Oh my god. That is hilarious. I had a feeling he was going to bring it up.
We got five wonderful beaches, man.
No, you have some dirt by a lake. Beach needs an ocean or a sea. That is required for a beach. A lake is not beach.
Take that up with some Midwesterners, I guess.
I'm just saying they're wrong.
So I'm thinking like probably like water, ground, or water, rock. For
water, I feel like water ground would be decent. Yeah, I think water ground would probably be better.
Water ground, okay.
Yeah. In terms of like fast moves, I feel like, I don't know why, I always think about water gun.
Mm-hmm.
But water ground, so you're water gun, but I don't know what would be like your second fast move.
Do like sand tomb, do a debuff.
Oh, that's what you want for the charge move, right?
Oh, sorry, for a fast move. Probably water gun, mud shot. Course.
Oh, easy. What? I don't even know.
Yeah, mudshot.
Mudshot. That's easy. Easy.
Done.
Sand tomb, and then probably
since it's water, maybe an ice move.
That'd be good because it'll give you coverage against the grass.
Yeah,
and you it's only going to be weak to grass, so
ice beam. I don't know. Sure,
ice beam works. Could be down with that. Yeah,
yeah.
Take now, that, Wildcat.
Now, Wildcat took it long enough, so let's see what he got.
I'm going to do a haunted. I'm trying to think of the right. I don't want to do motor. Haunted something here. What's a dark item that's haunted? Doll. Let's go full blown haunted house Pokemon. Ghost and dark typing.
How about no?
It gets Shadow Claw, Snarl. It gets Foul Play and Shadow Ball. Oh, and if you would like a coverage move, it also has Leaf Blade.
Okay.
And I'm going to give it a third fast move too, just for fun. Poison Jab.
So we're just adding extra moves now?
Oh, okay, fine. I'll drop Snarl for Poison Jab.
Oh, thank you so much.
Shadow Claw, Poison Jab.
That's not bad.
With Foul Play, Foul Play, Shadow Ball, Leaf Blade as your options.
Okay. That's not bad. I kind of want to give Brave Bird to my actually not Brave Bird. Some like rock move, like Stone Edge.
Oh, just for coverage. Did I mention my type only has one weakness?
Oh yeah, I figured that much since that's your thing, right? You just like Pokemon one weakness?
I do. I was looking and considering a normal ghost with only a dark weakness. But I couldn't think of a boring enough option or object that would be haunted.
True. Yeah, I like it. I like it. I mean, so with the amount of time that you had, that was a good choice right there.
Okay, part C. What's your favorite main series game, Matthew?
Oh, God.
Emerald. Would be my favorite one.
I was afraid you were going to say Gold, Silver, and I was going to give you a lot of crap.
No, Emerald. I thought the game was phenomenal.
Dino, Red, Blue?
Yep.
Yellow. Yep, you're basic.
I haven't played anything else. What do you want me to do? You're judging basic. Me over here.
Yeah, I'm hardcore. I'd either say PLA or Sun and Moon. Ultra, specifically Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon. But probably
what was the PLA. Difference with the games?
Ultra Sun and Moon was just so much better. Had a bunch more story to it, and had the Ultra Wormholes, which the original didn't have. So you could actually, do legendary hunts and things. And it didn't have a 5.5 hour tutorial like Sun and Moon did. And I'm not joking, Sun and Moon's tutorial was nearly 5 hours. It was bad.
This is like the worst way to get me back into main series game. Like, I don't want to deal with that.
Sword and Shield's tutorial was an hour. And you could skip parts of it.
Oh my god. 5 hours just sounds like a horrible time.
Yeah, that's why I said I don't do Sun and Moon. Don't go back to Sun and Moon.
Hell no. Definitely not.
Okay, part D. With the Pokemon you made earlier, how well is it going to fare in battle against Umbreon, Swampert, Sableye, G-Fisk? Well, I'm leading Buzzwole. So
I think he's talking about the Pokemon you made if you haunt the Dark and Ghost.
Oh, the Dark Ghost one. Okay. Oh, yeah. That's different people, different questions.
Yeah.
Umbreon would be kind of tough with it, but Leaf Blade would destroy G-Fisk or Swampert and G-Fisk. Sableye would be neutral. Dino, what about you?
Oh, I think I'm wrecking all of these. I got superpowered Leaf Blade, Stone Edge, Shadow Claw. So I'm good, guys. Thank you.
What was your Pokemon's typing again, though?
It was Grass Fighting.
Okay. Matthew?
I think mine would do okay against.
Actually,
it.
Wait, yours wouldn't do too bad.
Yeah, water, yeah. Ground. As long as it was tanky like Lapras, it would do all right.
Probably do a little hard. It would be like Swampert would probably be the only one that would be like really.
Yeah.
The only one that's pretty bad with Hydro Cannon.
Yeah.
That's about it. I feel like everything else, you'll be fine.
Umbreon would just be annoying because how much bulk it has.
Right. Right.
Okay, what's the worst lag? What's the worst that lag has worked against you in GBL? I was doing a set this weekend and had two Pokemon left versus my opponent's one. I charged a Grass Knot on my Cardilly, and right as I was about to throw the move, I got the little spinning Pokeball and sat there tapping for about 15 seconds. When my game woke up, Cardilly was down, and they got to throw another Hydro Cannon, and I took a hard L.
Wow.
Ouch.
Yeah.
I will say I've had that happen as well, though. Where I've had the move to clean in the game, and then you just tap it, and all of a sudden your Pokemon's dead, and they're throwing three moves at your last Pokemon as well before you can do anything. It sucks.
I've had it where, like, I started lagging right where it was, like, a decisive, like, you know, if he doesn't hit the move at the right time, or if I hit the move at the right time, like, it was just very decisive. Like, it was every second counted, and then my game just froze. Like, I kept tapping and nothing would move, and then it just stayed there for a while, and the next thing I came back and my Pokemon are dead. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, I had this game if I had not lagged that way.
But you know what? We've all won games that way too.
This is true. This is why we say take those wins, because you get those wins against you. So I don't feel bad. I'm so sorry whoever I beat like that, but I'm taking them.
If you got that phone call in the middle of the battle, I'm sorry. I'm going to take full advantage of it. Sweep the leg. Sweep the leg.
Yeah, I've never had that issue. You know, I just swipe up whenever I get a phone call, but that's, you know, that's just iPhones, I think, right? Right, Matthew, right?
Pixel does the same thing. Yeah, they pop down just from the top. They don't affect your Mac.
Yeah, they shouldn't Pixel affect does the you. Same thing. But didn't you say that it affects you whenever you get a call?
I don't have a Pixel.
No, I know, but I'm saying your phone, though.
Yeah, my phone does.
I just want to make sure.
Yeah. And our last question, Spolik asked, next mega question mark. Spolik, did you not read the September announcement? It's Lopunny.
Yeah.
Comes out next week.
Fashion week.
I don't know what's going on. Sure. I don't know if that's actually a thing or not.
It's the mega that's coming out for Fashion Week.
Maybe he means like kind of like tinfoil type of thing.
That's not what he asked. He just said next mega.
I'll ask for him.
You remember you get the sarcasm here. Do you not remember the stream with Fish and the questions when he's like, what was the last mega? And I'm like, gave the one that came out, and he was like, he's like, oh no, I meant the one that's actively in raids. I'm like, that is not what you said.
I remember that. Because he messaged us afterwards, or I don't remember when it was. That was hilarious.
It was Lachlan's fault. Lachlan wrote the question.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He quickly threw Lachlan under the bus, is what he did. Just immediately bus running over Lachlan. But the next new mega to be released will be Bayonet, which I do believe I called.
It's confirmed?
It's confirmed.
Okay.
That's
kind of cool.
May have enabled its Mega Energy already in the UI.
Oh, I think I saw someone mention that.
But I was like, if you remember, I called that back in the first show of the new season when I called Mega Aggron as well as Mega Alakazam and Mega Bayonet for this season.
Yeah. You know, Wildcat things, right? Always being right.
Just doing what I am. Just doing what I do. I mean, I can say I am definitely.
Of course, it has to come at least once. At least once
for the show. anything else, y'all? Is that a show? Are we under an hour 45?
I think a lot of people are going to be mad at us. I can see another screenshot, circle the time, and they're going to be like, what is this crap?
look, y'all, I don't feel great. Dino barely can talk after last week.
Yeah, I can't talk, guys.
So I think that's a show.
I think that's it, guys.
That's it. Cool. Before we wrap up, a big thank you to all of our Patreon supporters. If you want to support the show, you can for as little as $1 a month, which gains you access to our amazing Discord. The link for that will be in the show notes. Make sure you also support our Team BTW Network streamers, LousJeff3, Instinct Leader Spark, Confession, Kyle Throws, and Evan77713. Astro, is it that hard to say that in memory savings correctly? On Twitch, links will be in the available in the show notes as well. Huge shout out to our Coach's Corner supporters, Clifford Mert, Rescue Go-Goat, Eastwood, Mama Climbs, Mosh Pit, Uncle B Stud 50, Hasuian Ryan, Shoe Star, Herm 13, The Moustached Golem, and Graves. Huge shout out to our BTW legends, Thanks Obama, Kenzen High Five, King Tom, and new this week, E110, absolute legend. Our Discord admins, Rhea683, Seagull, Fish on a Heater, and LylesJeff3. For more exciting PVT content, you can check out our Twitch. That's twitch.tv/BTWPVP. We stream every week. We'll promise we'll get better this coming week. We have been a little slack because, you know, Wildcat's been on vacation, so I apologize. Also, make sure to check out our amazing YouTube channel, BTWPVP Official, where we will be dropping new episodes of the Getting Good series, as well as amazing videos throughout the week. The links will be in the show notes. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at BTWPVP Podcast. You can email us, or more importantly, go to our website and use the Contact Us feature there at btwpvp.com. Make sure to check out our merch store through the website and our friends over at Roundtable Chaddock. Their links will be in the show notes as well. If becoming a Patreon is not something you can do, you can always support the show in other ways simply by spreading the word, giving us a good review on whatever podcast platform you're listening to, and just tell someone about it. We do really appreciate all the support and love that you guys give us. It is what keeps us going. And finally, thank you all for listening to the BTW Beginner to Winner PvP Podcast. I'm Matthew Breaker.
I'm Dino.
And I am WildcatDad17. Until next time, good luck and get good.
Why does Astro have such a hard time reading that to the end of the show? Matthew was editing it while I was reading it, and I was still able to do it. Come on.
Yo, low-key, I was about to mess up that name switch that he did at the end. I was like, holy crap. I was like, no.
You stalled.
I did. I'm like, I stalled like half a second. I'm like, no.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.